Ivory Knight at the Center of the Galaxy. Written by Peter Saladay. Episode 1. Stimulation Activation.
Welcome to the most boring galaxy in the universe, where everything is pre-programmed.
And just then, a massive disturbance spikes right through it.
Star clusters in disarray. What a mess.
Is this how a galaxy starts to die?
As if one planet matters out of a trillion of them.
Not one planet, one person. Ivory Knight and her companions ride into view over a barren maroon
alien, whatever it is, crashes down from the sky, making what it thinks is a super being pose.
Guarding Ivory Knight!
Let's go, everyone. We have business to handle.
As Ivory, Princess PP, Smash Gorbin and Rando pass through the gates, the crowd surges behind them, quickly becoming a chaotic mess.
Can I just get in the way?
The aristocrat bureaucrat frantically closes the gates as he is overwhelmed by the horde of drooling peons.
Until you find out more about the crisis, there's no sure advice to be given.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
Ivory, I respect their enthusiasm for your leadership, but we can't be delayed.
Don't worry, Smash. I know how to handle this. All things in moderation.
A few of the delegates rushing in are zapped by Ivory's high beams of glowing light. The beams transform them into mighty sentinels, Ivory's knights.
Ivory and her companions move towards the end of the pathway, while her knights contain the crowd of crazed delegates, smacking them stupid when they pour too close.
A series of doors, the size of cities, slide open. Then another behind it, each gradually getting smaller until compressed to the scale of our team. Ivory Knight and company enter the inner chambers of Galactic Crisis Management.
Hundreds of amalgamated decision seekers of Galactic Crisis Management circle through the heavy shadows and thick atmosphere.
The peril we face is more than physical.
We are trillions of entities evolved from primordial codes that guide us towards stable peace.
Peace is a paradox.
If you know this one, it is...
Ivory Knight. Here to help.
And your less popular, ever-external action hero...
Ivory Knight!
No, I'm Smash...
The self-sustaining resources of the galaxy find forms for fixing harm to equilibrium.
Later, at the spaceport, where various vessels travel through portals in enormous superstructure cylinders, Smash Gorbin stands at the forefront.
What is it we're supposed to do again?
You're funny. This is no regular repair job.
We've got drones to fix, whatever we diagnose beyond the system's own capabilities.
Are they still drones? Or do they evolve over centuries of perceived time to feel emotion?
Ivory Knight and Smash Gorbin are on their way, zopping and popping through the transition zone between time, space, and reality.
Ow! I hate this part. Twists my neurons up.
Ivory and Smash carefully approach the orgasmerator on its pedestal with reverence and awe.
Smash.
Smash impulsively smashes the exhibit house. The planet Earth is blasted.
Stock footage of a geyser erupting. Stock footage of a volcano erupting. Stock footage of a kitchen sink faucet erupting.
Well, that was a letdown. And now a jumbled star system of giant planets colliding as three suns spin around each other in an extravagant mathematical pattern. It gets orgasmerated.
All these bodies fall into...
Give it all you've got. Flush those systems. It looks like there's no external problem. Just caught some...
Let's do this.
Ivory Knight's starfighter spins rapidly on all axes, the orgasmerator firing so fast the galaxy is filled with its hot pink glory.
Meanwhile, Smash Gorbin's eyes flicker with an eerie blue glow as he is hacked and taken over by forces unknown.
Ivory! Ivory! I'm falling! Ivory!
Help!